In 1965, the same year in which LBJ signed the act making Medicare and Medicaid part of the Social Security Act, he also signed a new Immigration and Nationalities Act, which substituted for the country of origin quotas derived from the 1890 census, employer-sponsored and family-sponsored immigration.
Then and now, anyone in the United States is entitled to emergency Medicaid, immunizations and treatment of communicable diseases, FEMA non-cash disaster assistance, and primary and secondary education, including school breakfast and lunch.
Payments out of general tax revenues, such as supplemental security income, are categorized as welfare. In 1996, the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunities Reform Act was designed to, as Bill Clinton said, end welfare as we know it. 45% of its initial budgetary savings were derived from decreasing or cutting off benefits for non-citizens. The Welfare Reform Act, as it's colloquially known, grandfathered in people who were already receiving Social Security or who had earned a sufficient number of Social Security quarters. It divided others among qualified immigrants and non-qualified immigrants, or in Social Security speak, qualified aliens and non-qualified aliens. I'm going to speak in terms of qualified immigrants. If I talk about qualified aliens, I get a picture of my favorite Martian in my head. Today, we'll talk about when qualified immigrants are eligible for SSI and may need a special needs trust. This is determined by category of immigration, time in the United States, countable Social Security quarters, and deemed sponsor income. It's also determined by changing family circumstances and changing law.
So first, category of entry. Qualified immigrants are lawful permanent residents, sometimes referred to as green card holders, refugees and asylees, battered spouses of citizens and permanent residents and their children, victims of severe trafficking, their spouses, children, parents, and siblings if they have an approved or pending immigration application, Cuban and Haitian immigrants, and people paroled into the United States for at least 1 year, such as Vietnamese boat people. People granted conditional entry from the Soviet bloc or Middle East before April 1, 1980. People whose deportation or removal has been withheld because they would suffer persecution in their home country. And members of federally recognized American Indian tribes or American Indians born in Canada.
Most qualified immigrants are lawful permanent residents, whom you may know of as green card holders. For them, their eligibility is primarily a combination of qualification based on category, time in the United States, and countable Social Security quarters. Lawful permanent residents for 5 years and have 40 countable Social Security quarters. Now you may wonder how you get 10 years of Social Security quarters in 5 years. And as we'll illustrate, that's by parental and spousal deeming and by something called totalization. For now, it's just important to note that 40 quarters is ordinarily the minimum number of quarters you must have for Social Security disability income, taking your retirement benefits early. However, unlike for U.S. citizens, lawful permanent immigrants are not eligible for a downward adjustment if they become disabled as young people.
Unless they qualify for an exemption. Children and pregnant women are exempt.
Pregnant men, like that one whom Schwarzenegger played in Junior, they're not exempt.
Because the Immigration and Nationality Act treats 21 and not 18 as the age of majority, children in some states can receive CHIP until the age of 21. Texas is not one of those states. Members of the military and honorably discharged veterans and their immediate families are also exempt. And members in certain categories are exempt, such as refugees, asylees, Cuban and Haitian immigrants, victims of serious trafficking, and self-petitioning abused spouses and abused children of U.S. citizens.
Refugees, asylees, people in these special little categories have a different time constraint than lawful permanent residents. Instead of waiting 5 years and accumulating 40 countable Social Security quarters before they become eligible, they are only eligible during the first 7 years of their residence in the United States.
These restrictions based on category, time in the United States, and countable Social Security quarters are combined with sponsor deeming, which we'll talk about later. This combination can have unintended consequences. We often see this with our clients, and we'll talk about some examples with names changed. So as we've mentioned, unlike citizens, younger lawful permanent residents who have not had time to earn their 40 quarters do not qualify from the downward adjustment in number of quarters required for younger workers who are citizens. If they become disabled, they will not qualify for SSDI or SSI. Raj, a software engineer who was in a traffic accident, is in just this situation now. His wife's Social Security quarters could be deemed his if she were not filing for divorce.